Good morning. We began the eighth perek yesterday, the sixth and seventh perakim of Masechet Nedarim dealt with different terms, what's included in the terms. So this perek began by talking about times, when part of the neder was a certain time frame. What's included in the time frame? So the Mishnah distinguished between a person who said a konam of wine that I'm tasting today versus a person who says a konam of wine that I'm tasting on this day. Hayom hazeh, this day would be 24 hours. Hayom, today, just means till it gets dark. A person who said a konam of wine that I'm tasting for this year, so that would mean the whole year up till Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah already begins the next year. So let's now turn to Samach Amud Beis. We'll go back to the two dots. Shana Zu, the Mishnah said, Asr B'chala Shana Kula. So then he's prohibited for the entire year. Ibailuhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Amar Konam Yayin Shani Toim Yom. What happens if he said a neder on wine that I'm tasting day? He didn't say this day. He didn't say today. He didn't say Hayom. He didn't say Yom Zeh. He just said Yom. So my, he just said day. What's the law? Dine kehayom. Is it as if he's saying a konam of wine that I'm tasting today, namely till nightfall? Oh, kiyom echad. Maybe the fact that he said yom means konam of wine by the two dots in Samach and Beis. Or he's saying a konam of wine that I'm tasting on this day, and it means, or a day, and a day means a full 24 hours. Tashma mimas nisin. Maybe we can try to prove it from the languages of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, konam yayim shenitoim hayom. If you said a neder on wine that I'm tasting today, ein aser el ad shetachshach, so you can't drink wine until nightfall. That sounds like if he said hayom, he can't drink wine until nightfall. But if he said konam yayim shenitoim yom, hayom, that sounds like that would already be kiyom echadami. That would already be 24 hours. Ema seifa. Read the end. Amar yom echad. If he said konam wine that I'm tasting one day, then aser mi yom li yom. Then he's prohibited for 24 hours. Sounds like if he didn't say the word echad, hayom, then it's not 24 hours. It's only kehayom. It's only till nightfall. So apparently the Mishnah doesn't prove one way or the other. So Amar Rav Ashi tried to prove this question. What's the nature of a person who says konam yayin sheni toin yom? We learned, we can see it's a Mishnah later. Konam yayin sheni toim hashana. He said, I'm not tasting wine this year. Then this Abra Shana, then Chazal decided to add a month, to make it 13 months to the year. Aser bo bi bura. So not only can't he have wine that whole year, he also can't have wine in that 13th month. So now, hey Chidami, what's the case? If it's what happened, if it's like what the Mishnah sounds like, he said, Konam yayin sheini toim hashana. So, Lamali Lamemra, what do I need to tell it? It's obvious. If he said Hashanah, of course it means
this year.
It means this year. And it would include the 13th month. So, what must be the Chiddush? Elav D'Amar Shana. He didn't say Konam Yayin Shani Toim Hashanah. He said a neder on wine that I'm going to taste. And then just said year. He didn't say this year. He didn't say the year. He said year. Just the word year. And Alma Shana Kashana Dami. And the Chiddush is that if he says year, that's the same as saying this year. And therefore, all the days are included. If so, even the added month. If so, if he says Yom, it'll be Kihayom, it'll be like this day, and he's not allowed to have wine until nightfall. V'yom nami Kihayom dine, Yom is also like Hayom. Says the Gemara, lo, not necessarily, lo lom damar Hashana. Maybe that Mishnah was saying that he actually said, Konam Yain Sheni Toim Hashana. Nedra and wine, I'm not going to taste it this year. Now, the time you might have thought to say, Halech Acharov Hashanim. He said Hashana, but the definition of Hashana should be what most years are. In most years, it's 12 months and not 13 months. The lowest be Ibor. And maybe now that there's a 13th month, it shouldn't be included. And that's the Chiddush. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush of the Mishnah was that the 13th month is included. But the point of the Mishnah is not to say that the word Shana, missing the definite pronoun of Hashana, is the same as Hashana. Iboy Luhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Amar Yayin Shani Toim Yovel. My. What would the law be if a person said a neder on wine, I'm not tasting it for this Yovel? Now, Yovel normally means 50 years. So now, what's the law about the 50th year? Shnas Chamishim, Kilifnei Chamishim. Would the 50th year be part of the Nadir? Not allowed to have wine then? Oh, Kilachar Chamishim. Maybe Yovel would already be like Rosh Hashanah, that it's already connected to the next 50 years. The 50th year itself is already part of the next 50 years. And therefore then you could have wine, because he said, I'm not having wine for this Yovel. So come the 50th year, what's that year's status? Is it part of this, of the Neder, or it's out of the Neder?
I mean, the 50th year in general, that's the year after Shemitah?
It's always going to be after Shemitah.
What are you saying?
It's a special law, Yovel. Not only is there all the aspects of Shemitah, of no planting, and not working the ground, but it has other aspects as well, that ancestral lands return to the families that had inherited them, they don't stay with the people who purchased them. Slaves go free, Avadim Ivriim go free.
Was a Shemitah given here?
And it's Shemitah. It's 2 years of Shemitah.
It's a double.
2 years of Shemitah. Well, loans are in Shemitah also. At the end of Shemitah, loans get forgiven.
He's creating to himself your wealth. He's creating to himself your wealth.
Yeah, but he's patterning it. It's being patterned on the Torah's Yovel.
No, you didn't say 50 years. You said this Yovel cycle.
No, he didn't say this for us.
Yes, he said this. Yeah, but the Mefarshim say he meant Yovel Zeh. Okay. He said this Yovel.
So if we are halfway into the Yovel, that would mean the remaining half.
Yeah.
Plus or minus the final year.
Well, that's the question about the final year.
Be careful, Baruch.
Tashma, come in here, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Plukta de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbanan, an argument between Rev Yehuda and the Rabbanan about Yovel. The Pasuk says, V'kidash Mishnasa Hamishim Shana. And you are to sanctify the year, which is the 50th year. So that's the Shnasa Chamishim Atamone. You count the 50th year. V'atamone Shnas Chamishim V'achas. But you don't count the 51st year. In other words,
But it's 50th and 51st year, 2 years in a row.
So 1 second. So what it's saying now is that the 50th year is Yovel, but that 50th year is not relevant to the next cycle of Shemitahs. The next cycle begins right away with year 1 in year 51. Year 51 is now year 1 of the next cycle. So Mikan Amru, from here they said, Yovel Eino Ole Eliminion Shavua. The year of Yovel itself, the 50th year, doesn't start counting down in the cycle of seven, because it's not counted as year one. Year one is year 51. So Yovel itself is not part of a seven, because if year one is 51, say 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57. Shemitah is going to be in year 57, not in year 56. Yovel didn't count towards counting Shemitah. That's the view. That's the view of the Chacham. Yovel ain't olam in Shavuah. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds that Yovel olam l'minyan Shavuah, that the 50th year, which is Yovel, is also the first year of Shemitah. And Shemitah is not in year 57, it'll be in year 56. The 50th year starts counting towards Shemitah. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chacham tried to prove Rabbi Yehuda wrong. So first proof. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says, Sheishanim tizrasa decha. 6 years you should plant your field, and in the seventh rest. But according to you, you have Yovel, which is year one, so that you didn't plant in. Then you have year two you plant, year three you plant, year four you plant, year five you plant, year six you plant. So it's 5 years of planting. Then the seventh year is Shemitah, you don't plant. So you can't say 6 years you plant, it's only 5 years you plant. According to you, Vein Kanel HaChamish, it's only 5 years you plant. Amalehem, Rabbi Yehuda answered, Lidivrechem. Now, according to your logic, that the Yovel year doesn't count towards the Shemitah. So according to your logic, Arei Omer, the Pasuk says, don't worry, what are you going to eat? Because V'asas tesatvua l'shlosh hashanim, in the sixth year, there'll be so much, there'll be for the years, for year six, seven, and eight, there'll be enough grain for 3 years. One second, but according to you, that's not enough. Harei kan arba, you're going to need 4 years. But in year, let's say in year 49, you'll have to have enough grain for year 49. I'm sorry, year 48. In year 48, you'll have to have enough grain for year 48. Year 49, which is Shemitah. Year 50, which is Yovel. And into year 51, which is because you didn't plant anything in 49 and 50, so you need it to 51. So you need 4 years worth of grain. So what are you going to say? Well, most Shemitahs, you're not going to yield 4 years of grain because Yovel only comes once every 50 years. Most Shemitahs, the other six Shemitahs, the Shemitah of year 7 and year 14 and year 21, year 28, and year 35 and year 42, you only needed 3 years. So So your question on me, how could I say that Yovel counts towards Shemitah? If so, then you're not working the ground for 6 years, you're working the ground for 5 years. No, the Torah says you work the ground for 6 years in most Shemitahs, in the Shemitah of year 7, in the Shemitah of year 14, in the Shemitah of year 21, Shemitah of year 28, there you work the ground for 6 years and rested on the 7th. But the Shemitah of year 49, which was then followed by Yovel in year 50, and then you had, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, now 56, you have Shemitah again. In the Shemitah 56, there you didn't have 6 years of working the ground, you only had 5 years of working the ground. So Zuli Nami, where it says 6 years of working the ground, that's referring to the other years during the Shemitah cycle.
I don't see it. I'm sorry. Maybe my head is not. 49 is Shemitah.
Right.
It's not Shemitah. Mm-hmm. Yovel for Shiro Shemitah, so I'm losing 2 years. Yovel is a Shemitah.
Okay.
So I lost 2 years. Why 51 is a Shemitah? I can walk the Adama Biyom Shana Chamishim Be'alah.
No, it's not a Shemitah. It starts counting towards Shemitah.
I said, okay, well, why not? So Shana Rishona.
It might be already Shana Shniyah. That's the argument. Why? Because Yovel is already the first year of the 7 years. The argument is, what do you do with Yovel? Does Yovel itself continue the count? Or is it an interruption of the count? Shemitah is the seventh year.
Oh, I see.
The Maybe it's every 7 years there's Shemitah.
But didn't Rabbi Yehuda
or maybe come Yovel, that's not in the count at all. And you start counting again with the year after Yovel.
We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Well, as you see, it's an argument, and it's part of the question. Maybe we don't even have the right date for Shemitah.
But didn't they know that?
Because if we would follow Rabbi Yehuda, then all of our dates are off.
But didn't they have a history of what was going on?
We don't have a...
Are they still doing it back in the time?
For Hashem, we're doing Shemitah.
Wasn't there a tradition?
We don't have a tradition, unfortunately, because they didn't keep Shemitah.
They didn't keep Shemitah back in the time of the Gemara?
They certainly didn't keep it during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, because the Torah says that that's why we went into exile. Az Tirtza Aretz Hashav Sosah. Doesn't look like they kept it in the second Beis HaMikdash that well either.
So we
Gemara and Sanhedrin says that there were people who were planting during Shemitah to pay taxes.
But Shemitah started when we entered Eretz.
That's right.
When did it start? 7 years later?
Mm-hmm.
So we can go back and figure. We know the date, right?
We could, except we would have to make a decision about this question.
But this question, Rabbi Yehuda, okay.
Yeah, so that's not so simple. But most assume, right? Let's see what the halacha is. No. Shemitah. This year is Shemitah. Right now it's Shemitah in Israel. What do we pass him? Yeah, so we'd pass him like Rabbi Yehuda that the 50th year doesn't count towards Shemitah. Right. And then you start counting the years of Shemitah with year 51. That's what we pass him.
Wait, Rabbi Yehuda,
that's right. It doesn't. That's the way we pass it. The 50th year doesn't count.
So it's a double Shemitah.
It's a skip.
Well, it's certainly a double Shemitah. Everybody agrees it's a double Shemitah, but it's just the year. The next year starts the cycle. It's not the second year of the cycle.
49 and 50th is for fish.
And then the 51st year is the first year?
Exactly.
That's right. I'm planting, but there's nothing to harvest. So then
it's really
starving. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55.
That's for
56. And then
57
again.
Yeah. 57 again.
57 is the Shemitah.
Exactly.
42.
Then the Mishnah had a dispute, going back to the Mishnah. If a person made a neder saying, Ad HaPesach. So the Mishnah says, then he's not allowed to have something till Pesach arrives. If he says, Ad Sheyehei HaPesach, then he's not allowed to have it until Pesach exits. If he said, Ad Lifnei HaPesach, Rabbi Meir said, until it arrives, and Rabbi Yossi says, until it exits. Says the Gemara, the name of Rabbi Meir, Savar, Lo Mail Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. Since he said, Ad Lifnei HaPesach, according to Rabbi Meir, we don't have any doubts about what he means. He's not saying, you know, putting himself into a questionable scenario. Therefore, it meant until Pesach arrives. So if you said, Ad Lifnei HaPesach, it just means till the beginning. But once Pesach comes, you can't say what, you know, that he meant Ad Lifnei till the beginning, you know, till before the end of Pesach. You can't say that. Rabbi Yossi, Savan Rabbi Yossi holds, Ma'ayil Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. A person does put himself into a situation of suffering. Says the Gemara Mini, and I'll challenge you. We learned, Mishiyesh lo shtei kitei banos, mishtei nashim. A person who married, but he married two women, and he has two sets of daughters. And he said, Kidashti es biti agdola. I accepted Kiddushin for the older girl. But now we don't know what he meant. Eini yodei I'm gdolos shebigdolos. Doesn't mean the oldest girl, the older girl of the older girls. Did he mean im gdola shebiktanos, the older of the younger girls? Im ktana shebigdolos, did he mean the youngest of the older girls? Still an older girl, shehigdola min agdola shebiktana, she might be older than the oldest of the younger girls. So kulan asura, so all these girls are now possibly married, they all need a get. That's the view of Rabbi Meir, because a person said something, can't check with him what he meant. So maybe he meant all these possibilities, even things that, you know, really, we all know it's questionable. The one thing that he didn't mean is Aktana Shebektanos, the youngest of the youngest girls. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulon Mutaros, so all the girls are Mutar, Chutzman Agdolos Shebekdolos, except for the oldest of the older girls. Because a person, and he says, I married off the older girl, so he only meant that which is clearly the oldest, the real older one. So Amar Rav Chanina bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, Rav Chanina bar Avdimi, said the name of Rav, Mukhlefes Ashita, we can flip who says what. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir puts himself into a Safik. According to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't. Here was a misprint. The Tana said that Rabbi Meir is the one who says people meant to be, you know, more clear. And they didn't want to put any Safik onto them. We have to flip who says what here. And here it's really Rabbi Meir is saying, Ad lifnei ha-Pesach is ad she-yetze. Rabbi Yossi is saying that if you made a neder ad lifnei ha-Pesach, it means until before Pesach starts. But Tanya, we learned this way in a Braisa. Zeh klalus the rule. Kol shazmano kavua. Let's say you have something with a set time. Let's say Pesach, which is for 7 days. V'amar ad lifnei, and he said, I'm in a neder until before this. So Rabbi Meir Omer ad sheyetze. Rabbi Meir says he cannot start having the wine until it is over, because even the last minute before, it's still before it somewhat. Even on day 7, it's before a little bit of Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to know. Ad lifnei doesn't sound like, you know, till the very end. Achi agia, it means till Pesach arrives. But once Pesach arrives, then already he is permitted. Next Mishnah, if a person says, ad akatsir, until the harvest of wheat, ad habatzir, until the harvest of grapes, ad hamasik, until the harvest of olives, eino aser el ad sheyagia, then he's only prohibited until the harvest season arrives. Because here's the rule, kol shezmano kavua, if you know that it's for a certain amount of time, let's say Pesach, it's for 7 days, v'amar ad sheyagia, and he said till before Pesach, aser ad sheyagia, he's not going to do it until Pesach arrives. Amar Achiyehei, if he said until it'll be Pesach, Aser Achiyetzis, then he's prohibited until the very end of Pesach. Kol Shein Zmano Kavua, but these things, we don't know how long it's going to take to harvest wheat, grapes, or olives. So, Beinim Amar Achiyehei, Beinim Amar Achiyagia, Einu Aser Ela Ad Sheyagia, because since he doesn't know when it's all going to end, when he says until this time, he means until it begins, but not till right before it ends. If a person said ad hakayitz, until the time of harvesting the figs, or ad sheyehei hakayitz, until it will be the time to harvest the figs, ad sheyetchilu am lahachnis b'chalkalos, once the people start putting the figs into the baskets. If he said ad sheyavor hakayitz, until the season of harvesting the figs will pass, then it's ad sheyakpilu hamaktsaos, until they start folding into their, bags, the knives that they were using to cut the figs, because that's already the finishing of that season.
Tomorrow's daf is at 5 p.m. Rabbi, they didn't hear.